Happy Friday afternoon, and welcome to In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, as always, and I will be bringing you, as always, a whole bunch of great music over the next hour, so stay tuned.
Right. are swimming in the water. Alder, 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 alder. All the ducks are swimming in the water. Alder, 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 alder. All the ducks are swimming in the water. Alder, 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 alder. All the ducks are swimming in the water. Alder, 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 alder. All the ducks are swimming.
Sing it in the morning, sing it in the evening, oh,
Hello again, and thanks for still being here on In You All Along. Thanks to those of you that just joined us. Those of you, what are they used to say? Those of you just coming in from the West Coast game, joining us in progress here on In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO, where you just heard from Trini Lopez with If I Had a Hammer. Trini Lopez died this week, a COVID victim. There's another one. Thanks a lot, guys. Put the mask on next time, please. And that was from Trini's 1963 album, Trini and PJs. Cover, of course, of the 1949 Pete Seeger hit. Before that, we heard from Jasmine Redd. Jasmine is from Brockton, a local artist with We Gonna Make It. And I think that is the title track off a forthcoming album. I do know for sure that it came out last Friday, August 7th, so brand new. Before that, we heard from Lemon Jelly with the 2002 track, Nice Weather for Ducks. A little wishful thinking that we get some rain soon, please. That is from their Lost Horizons album. I learned just yesterday that the samples in that song are of a gentleman named John Langstaff. John Langstaff was from Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he was a teacher and an author, and created the Christmas Revels. I barely know what that is, but to my understanding, it's some kind of folkloric revival show that happens at Harvard every year around Christmas time. So go ahead and put that on your calendar. And in the meantime, stay tuned for more good stuff coming up here on In You All Along.
What do our words mean when we use them? Advice, but nothing twice of the message we're trying to send. In what kind of world do we live in when we walk along the path in song, looking the other way? I'm not sure, but I know if you practice what you preach, if you start learning. Just let me go. and I'll be free. As she approached the throne, not a dry eye in the room, her robe flowing white, draped over melanin skin, the words from her mouth. Did I plead for what I've done? The queen, she decreed, no, not done, but just begun. No, not done, but just begun. No, not done, but just begun. No, not done, just begun. As he approached the throne, no one dared to speak a word. His robe glowing white, draped over melanin skin, the breath from his lungs, in and out to his surprise, the king he decreed, no, not done, but just begun. No, not done, but just begun. No, not done, but just begun. No, not done, but just begun.
It's a barrier around me, made to be clever, I said what I wanted, but maybe I lied. Found me. I'm bulletproof. Let's sing a song that no one wrote. I did it your way. No, I don't think so. Some lyrics no one ever said. If at first you don't succeed, give up. Advice nobody ever gave. When the going got rough, imagine if your head is burned out. Don't let it be. You gotta let that shit out. 'Cause it's the mind of the monkey that's out of line. But they want me to let just stop believing. I don't care what I do, I'm gonna have.
Now that is a long set with a lot of stuff to talk about. So we just heard from Imani Coppola from her 2019 album, The Protagonist. That song is called Mind of the Monkey. I played you guys a song off that album a couple of months ago. It's a terrific album. I'd love to play the whole thing. Theatrical, wild arrangements all over the place. 110% effort put in. Thank you, Imani. Before that, we heard from Yo La Tengo with Deeper Into Movies from the 1997 album, I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. I had the dumb luck about a month ago to open up my email one morning and see that there were tickets that had gone on sale moments earlier for a Yo La Tengo concert, a show at Mass Mocha. We don't have live music anymore. It wasn't a mistake, though. They said social distancing, this and that. I don't know. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if I should go. I didn't know if I should even consider it. I bought the ticket anyway, just in case, just to have the option. I ended up going. It was this last weekend, and it was phenomenal. It was live music, and I just wanted to... I don't know. I wish everybody could have had live music. And I was very lucky. There were 100 people in this big courtyard. And Yo La Tengo was mesmerizing, as always. And they played Deeper Into Movies, which is a song that always reminds me of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. You probably don't hear it because nobody else has told me that they hear it. But some chord changes here and there. I don't know. Before that, we heard from Big Pity from New York with their song Yes and No off their self-titled 2019 album. There's a story there, too. I was on a Zoom call for my uncle's 90th birthday about, I don't know, 2 months ago. And I have a huge family, and there were cousins on there, a couple of people I have never met in person. And one of them, his daughter, kept popping in, and her name is Mavis, and she said that she was in a band, and I asked, well, you know, what's it called, and of course right then I was looking it up on Bandcamp. And while this is an unquestionably nepotistic play, it's also true that I really like that album, and it's right up my alley. It's the kind of thing I would play here normally anyway, and anybody that has listened for any length of time knows that already. We opened up that set with actually three tracks. It's only like a total of 5 minutes, but three tracks that kind of work together as one from an EP. They are the entire EP from Band of Allah, and they're from Valley Stream out in Long Island in New York in Nassau County. And that is their brand new EP, United Folks Deposition of Autonomy. And those three tracks were called, from first to last, The Path, Let Me, and No, Not Done. Behind me right now, behind us, with us all along, is Hovertron, a song from Immersion, which is Colin Newman's act, from Colin Newman from Wire, that he had out a couple of years ago, an album called Sleepless. And that is everything that I have to tell you for now. It's a lot of stuff. My throat's getting dry. I'm gonna wet my whistle while you guys listen to this.
We'll be right back. Little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
All right. We are almost done here. Almost done. A little bit more business to take care of, and then you're free to go. But please allow me to finish before leaving your seats. We just heard from the Suffers with Guan from a compilation, another one that I played something from a couple of months ago called Black Lives Blanking Matter from 2020. It's a benefit compilation from June benefiting the Black Visions Collective, which supports transformative justice in Minneapolis. The Suffers, however, are from Houston. They're a Gulf Coast soul outfit. That was a track that came out on their 2016 self-titled album, but I just happened to see it on the compilation recently. Before that, we heard from 808, and that's the number 8, the numeral 8, the letters OH, and the word 8. 808 with Is It a Crime? From last month's Pandemics and Peaceful Protests. 808 is from Phoenix, Arizona. That contains a sample from Sade's track of the same name, Is It a Crime? And we open up that set with Arlo Maverick with Black Everyday featuring Stephanie French. Arlo is from Edmonton, Alberta. And that track is another brand new one from just last Friday, from August 7th, 2020. And that, my friends, is it. That is going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please do the following things. Don't get up yet. You're not dismissed yet. Number one, make sure to stop by and like and follow and all the rest, the NU All Along Radio Facebook page. Number two, if you are a musician, if your friends are a musician, please always send your new music or their new music on. Send it to nualalong@gmail.com. Countless ways to get it in. The channels are blurred these days. But together, we can get all the new music out there. And as you've heard, there's lots of new music. Okay? All right? Remember your homework. Everyone, have a good night. I'll see you next week, okay? And be safe out there. Wear your masks. Stay tuned for more canned radio here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Catch me every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WMFO, TuneIn Radio app, and streaming globally on WMFO.org as I talk about the latest happenings in Boston sports and as well as across the sports landscape in general. You can catch the show on demand as well on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.